Says Daf is Daf Vav. It's the very top line. The Gemara is in that sugya of Chasha Mamona, Chasha Shvuas. If a person is choshed for stealing money, so we can't trust him legabe the shvu as well. So Gemara asks on the top of Daf Vav, Velahadam Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman who says Mashbin also Shvuas Heses. So that's a situation where a guy denies having the pikadon at all. So we make him take the Shvuas Heses. So the halacha is here, how could that be true? Name amigo de chashra mamona chashra shvuasa. If we're concerned that maybe he's denying everything, so how could he's lying regarding the money, so maybe we shouldn't trust him, the gabi de shvu as well. Visu, moreover, ha de tani rabbi chia shneim nishban minolim ba'al bayis. That was the case where the ba'al bayis says to the chenvani, I want you to give food to my workers, and I'll pay you back. And the workers said they never got food, and the chenvani said they didn't get any money. So now the ba'al bayis pays both parties. They both take a shvua to him, and nishpa venota. So how can we do that? Aren't we choshe the ba'al bayis? Something went wrong here. How can we trust the ba'al bayis? Name amigo de chasha mamona chasha ashvuasa. Now that we're concerned, this ba'al bayis is playing games here. How do we trust him? The gabi the shvua as well. Vesu, moreover, ha de amar of sheishes shalosh shvuos mashbin also. When it comes to a shomer chinam who says it was stolen from him, I'm watching an object and it was stolen. So he has to take three shvuos. Which three shvuos does he take? He says, shvua shalo pashati, I wasn't negligent with my shmir. My shmir was good. Shvua shalo shalachti b'yad, I didn't use it at all. And shvua she'eni b'shusi, it's also shvua that's not in my possession. So he takes these three shvuos. Same question. Name amigo de chashra mamona. We don't trust the shomer anymore. So we don't trust the megabe the mamon chashra shvuasa.
Isn't the shvua the ultimate? I mean, a lot of guys, people make a shvua, unfortunately. People make a shvua. Now we're questioning, well, we won't trust him regarding the shvua. So you won't trust him.
Right, so we don't trust him regarding the shvua, so the shvua doesn't work anymore. We don't trust the guy. It's pointless in making a shvua. Is a very serious thing. If we don't trust the guy, so then we can't allow him to take a shvua.
The guy is going to take to the point where he's already denied, and he's taking what it is. So what makes you think the shvua is going to make him all of a sudden go?
No, that's exactly the point. Since we don't trust him, lagabe the mamon, so we shouldn't trust his shvua either. So how come we have all these situations where we make a guy make a shvua when we don't trust him?
No, I think until now the idea was, well, that the shvua, he's lying to the guy, I have. He's lying to the guy. Now he's somehow lying to Hashem, and the assumption was, well, that he's not going to do. Now they're questioning that, I think.
No, exactly the point. But the Gemara says right now, the assumption was that if we don't trust him legabe a person, then we're not going to trust him regarding Hashem either. He doesn't care about anybody, any being. Right. So how could we allow a person to take a shvua if we think he stole it himself, if he didn't pay the money to the chenvani? We should never trust the guy, because migo the chashya mamona, he's chashid ashvua sanami, he's also chashid on that. Now there's a bigger discussion here about the nature of these three different shvuas here. Which of these three shvuas that the shomer takes is ikr? Is it shvua shalob rishusi? Is that the ikr one? And the other shvuas is a gilgul? Unclear which one is the ikr shvua. That's a machlokus between Rashi and Tosis and Rambam about these three different shvuas. We're going to get involved in that when we get later on into a mafkid about these different things. But the general point is, we see three examples where even though the choshed on the mamon, we allow them to take a shvua. So answers the Gemara, Ela lo amrin an migo de chashra mamona chashra shvuasa. That's it. We don't. It's what Harry was saying, that just because the guy is willing to lie to a person and steal money, in his eyes, that's okay. It's not so bad. But for him to take a shvua, lie to Hashem, he wouldn't do that. So just because he's chashra mamon doesn't mean he's choshed on a shvua, and we therefore do trust him regarding a shvua in all these different circumstances. That's all.
Can you use an expression, I'm doing the shvua, like in his mind, it's under duress? People make certain statements, they're under the
rest. Yeah, but still, but a shvua, we assume right now, regarding a shvua, the person in the shvua is a very serious matter, he won't do it unless he really meant it.
No, also, he can pay, it's not under it. He says this and that, he's lying, because he had a cousin and he says this and I don't have it, and he really has it. He says, no, it's paid. He's paid, well, he doesn't pay, but obviously he doesn't want to pay,
that's
not the rest. The
shvua
is under duress.
Okay, so this whole first discussion up until now was according to Rabbi Yochanan, who held that the shvua in the Mishnah was a shvua that Tekanas Chachamim, they didn't want anybody, what was the lashon he used? Shelo tehe kol echad v'echad, right, chotef chafet shel chavero. Try and find the exact line here. We want people just going into the shuk and just taking people's items, so therefore we impose the shvua upon them. So that's all according to the first reason. Yeah, shelo yehe kol echad v'echad holech v'tokef b'taliso shel chavero. So therefore we impose the shvua whenever two guys are grabbing the same object. But now comes along Abai. Abai says the Shvu and the Mishnah is different. Abai Amar Chashinan Shema Milva Yeshana Yeshalav. Issue was, you owe me $100. You're not paying me back. So now I want my money back, and you're not paying me. What am I supposed to do? So I'm taking your talus away as a form of payment. That's why. So we're concerned a guy's going to justify to himself he has every right to the guy's talus. It's not really his. So he said, make a shvu. Make a shvu that's really your talus. So the Gemara says, Yihachi, that's the case if he has a loan, an outstanding loan he's trying to collect. Nishko below shvu. He has every right to take the object even without a shvu. That's his. There's a lien, there's a shibud on all items. Now, you can't get involved in the discussion, why is there a shibud on the guy's metaltalon? There's a shibud on the karka. But they don't have the right to take the guy's metaltalon away. The Gemara doesn't really address it so much. The Gemara quickly changes gears here, and the Gemara says, no. What we meant to say was, Ela chayshinan shema safek milva yishana yeshalav. The guy thinks, I think that guy might owe me money. I don't remember. It's been a few years since I've last seen him. I think he owes me money. So he grabs it away. Now, in that case, he doesn't really have the right to grab it away. If he had an outstanding loan, so without getting involved in how shibud works, he has more of a taina on the guy, that I have the talus is mine. And he might be willing to take a shvuah because he justifies to himself, the guy owes me $100, and that's a $100 suit he's wearing. But the guy has a suffix where the guy, I think he might owe me, and the guy goes ahead and grabs the talus in case he owes me money. So then we say that's the reason we impose a shvuah in this case. So the Gemara says, no, that shvuah is not going to make sense. But lava mina and tafis mamonas misfeka mishabi manami misfeka suffix. The guy is willing to steal money, misafik. The guy's also willing to take a shvuah, misafik. If I know for sure that you owe me money, I'm more willing to take your shirt away from me. If I think that maybe you owe me money, I'm not going to take your shirt. If a guy's willing to take your shirt, even in a case of safek, that same Rush is willing to take a shvuah, misafik. It's not going to work. In that case, we will be choshed abamona, choshed ashvuasa. The shvuah won't be trusted by the guy. So the case must be, says the Gemara, and this is the final understanding of Abaye. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Breder of Edi, tweaks Abaye and says no. Pirshe inshe misafik shvuah, below pirshe misafik mamona. No, it's very different. A person is willing to stay away from a safik shvuah. As I said before, a shvuah is a very, very serious matter. The pasuk says, lo yinake, you're not going to get shvuah for a shvuah. The Gemara in Shvuah describes when a person makes a shvuah, the entire world nizdazeya, there's an earthquake. So from a safek shvuah, I'm going to refrain. Safek mamon, in my eyes, isn't so serious. I'm willing to grab someone's shirt if it's simply a safek mimona. My time, what's the reason? Mamon isa bechazara, shvuah esa bechazara. If the guy proves to me that I don't really owe him money, that he doesn't owe me money, I'll return the shirt to him. It's always reversible. But shvuah, once I take the shvuah, it's it. I can't retract in the shvuah. So by mamon, I'm willing to take money in the safek case. But by shvuah, I'm not willing to take a shvuah in a safek case. So therefore, Chachamim say, if any two guys are grabbing onto talus, they say, make a shvuah. Maybe he owes you money, so make a shvuah and prove to us. Wait a second. I'm not willing to take a shvuah if it's only a safek. The guy will walk away unless he really thinks it's his. So if he takes a shvuah, that tells us he must be telling the truth.
So according to Abaye, if there is no chash of Milu Yashana, according to the Mishnah, he shouldn't have to make a shvuah.
Exactly.
It's only because we're choshed of a...
The Sofek Milva Yashana.
Yeah.
It. It seems like a very far-fetched case. Yeah. But sometimes the guy is desperate for money. The guy owes him money, or maybe owes him money. Who knows what people will do?
But, okay. And Rava says something else here, right? I mean, this is only Abaye, right?
This is all Abaye. And Rosh Hashanah's understanding of Abaye, it seems.
Very interesting.
Okay. Now the Gemara has the famous discussion of Takfa Kohen. So by Rabbi Zera asks the following question: Takfa Echad b'fneinu mahu. So two guys are holding a talus. It's an unlikely case that they both walk into Bezin holding a talus still. If the fine Bezin has to be a Monday, Thursday, they're not holding on to it. Let's say found it on a Tuesday, hold it for 48 hours.
If there are two aiding that saw the two people holding the talus at the same time, do they still have to go? Can they say, okay, let's go to bathing with the aiding?
So l'chora, that would work, because we say when two people are holding a shnayim ochsim talus, we say anan sahadi. It's viewed when people are holding onto it as the power of aiding we saw. So certainly if there are actual Adam there, that would be sufficient. Right. We saw these guys holding on to it
so
together.
So they have two guys that say, okay, let's let it go, and let's go to Basin.
Right. So, but let's say this case is they're holding on to it, mamish together. They walk into Basin, holding this talus, not giving up. So then what happens is, So now talk for Echemehem. Now one of them in front of Befenim Bezdin grabs it from the talus from the guy. Now it's all mine. You see, Bezdin saw it. It's all mine. So Ma, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Hey Chidam, what's the case here? He dishasik. If the guy stayed quiet who lost the talus, he couldn't hold on, it was a tug of war. Ode Odile, he would stay quiet. He was silent. That was a hodah. When you're silent, shtika kodadami. And therefore he admits, Basin says, wait a second, he's not acting, he's not reacting. Must be it's the guy who grabbed it, hits all his. Eat the katsavech, but if the guy's yelling the whole time, what are you doing? That's my talus. So my havelay the maybe, what could he do? So then it goes back to Shai Mochsum Talus Yachloku. So that's too obvious. That's not a shaila that Rabbi Zeir would ask. So on this point of Odile, so there's an important ketos here. The ketos writes, it's not a real hoda. It's a certain point where, that we explained, it's not a real hoda.
It's a recognition.
Exactly. In which case, let's say later on, he brings Edim, right? You grab it from me. So now I'm silent. So now the Gemara says, shtika koda. Let's say I go and find Edim and prove to the Bezin that's really mine. If it's a real hoda, the Edim are done. Hoda can make Edim done. The Edim don't help anymore. I already emoted to it. But if it's simply that shtika is I can't do anything about this. I'm just dealing, letting the din go away. But it's not a real hoda. If I bring Edim after the fact, then the case is still open. Exactly. And then the Edim could prove it that I really own the talus. So what's the case then? What's the shiloh here? So the Gemara explains the Takva Kohen case is Lotricha the Shasak Meikara V'Hadar Tzavach. First, he stayed quiet. And he said, wait a second, what's going on here? Then he started to yell. So well, how do you interpret his response? Do we say Mida Ashtik, the fact that he initially stayed quiet, Odi Odi life, that was his Hodah and it's done. I don't care if he later woke up and said, I should probably yell here, it's too late. Odilma came into Kosavich, since he was screaming, in the end, Hashtik Loi Milsa, that it reveals to us, the reason why I stayed quiet in the beginning is because you saw. There's no need to make a whole, I'm a quiet guy. I want to make a whole scene here. The Dayanim saw that he grabbed it from me. So what more do I have to do? They saw it. So that's why I stayed quiet. Once I saw that you guys weren't really responding to this, so then I decided now's the time to start yelling. So that's the Shaila. Do we view the initial reaction as Shtika Koda? Or no, it's we look at the end, Tzavach, he was busy yelling. So that's the kashir in front of Bezdin. So the Rishon have a question. What happened, let's say this took place in front of Edom, not in front of Bezdin? Harry and I are holding on to a talus, and you guys are watching this. I grabbed it from Harry. The Edom witnessed this. So what do we say? Now, the same idea. I'm quiet here. What's the halacha? So Ramban says, if I didn't yell right away, that's Vadai Ahoda. In front of the Dayanim, where they're judging the case, so then I would stay quiet initially. But in front of Edim, if I don't yell right away, that's an admission on my part. Even though I'm tzavach afterward, it doesn't work. That's what the Ramban writes.
Yeah, because you can't rely on the Edim to make...
They're not judging the case.
Correct.
Exactly. Yeah. But the Rashba argues. The Rashba says no. He says, if I don't do a Hodah right away, it's actually Vadai, it's Vadai good, Vadai not Hodah. He says, again, if I'm quiet first in front of Edim, and then I scream afterwards then he says, there's no one to judge the case here at all. The Edom saw that we were initially holding it. The fact that the Edom saw him grab it from me, that doesn't do anything for me. And therefore, is Vadai goes back to a case of Yachloku, even though I was quiet initially and started to scream afterwards. So Ramban and Rajba again argue. Our Safik is a case in front of Bezdin. I grab it from Harry, he's quiet, and then he screams. That's the Safik. If it takes place in front of Edom, Ramban says, it's Vadai Hoda on Harry's part. Definitely mine if he doesn't scream right away. And Rajba says, no, it's definitely Yachloku, because he doesn't rely on the Edom at all. The Edom say that we were both holding it initially. But this discussion now is in front of Bezdin. I grab it in front of Bezdin. So what's the halacha? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Toshma, Bamed, Dvar Mamun, when's the case here? Sheshneim Adukin Bo, when we're both holding on to the shtar or the talus. If one of the guys is holding it, so then the other guy has to bring the raya, which is an obvious point. Of course, if I'm holding my phone, you claim it's yours. Prove to me it's yours. I'm holding on to it. So Gemara wants to know, hey, chidami, what's the case? If it's the way that's written, the what I just translated, the pshita. Of course, if I'm holding my talis and you claim my phone, and you claim this is your phone, you have to prove to it. That's too obvious of a case. So what's the case here? Ella must be, shetakfa echem bifneinu. The case is where we're both holding on to it. And then I grab it from you, the takfa echad, that's what we say, hamotzi mechavero alav haraya, that I get to keep it. I get to keep it myself. Even if you were quiet and then screamed afterwards, I get to keep it and you have to bring a raya. So this is a proof that it's a hodah. Your initial shtika is a hodah, even though you scream afterwards. So Gemara says, lo, not true. Hacha b'maya skina, what's the case here? Kigon da'asu l'kaman k'tefesi l'tervayu. Two people, you and I, walk into the Bezdin, we're holding on to the talis together. Armin al-hu, Bezdin says to us, zilo, go, and plugu, go, divide it up, yachloku. So nafku, they go out, and hacha, now they go back to Bezdin, 2 seconds later. Asu, and kitafus l'chaminai. Now one of the guys is holding it only. So what happened? I thought you guys were supposed to split the talis in half. So hi, Amar, odi odile. The guy says, I'm holding the talis because when we walked out, Harry admitted that it was really mine. And hi, Harry says to me, Amar b'dmei agarti nehele. No, what do you mean? I rented it to you. Really, we did yachloku. But Harry says, you rented the other half to me. So now I have the whole talis, half of which is mine, half which I'm renting from Harry. And Harry's claiming that he rented it to me, and I'm claiming that the whole thing is mine now. That's the tiny that's going on in Bezdin.
They came in front of Basin holding it.
First, Harry and I go into Bezdin holding the talis.
Right.
Say, okay, yachloku, go out and divide it. We leave Bezdin.
Bezdin gives it
yachloku. That's what it says, yachloku. So they say we split it. Harry and I leave, and then we come back to Bezdin some point later on. That day, a couple weeks later. And now I'm holding on to the entire talis. And Harry's busy claiming half of it's his. So Bezdin says, wait a second, weren't you guys supposed to divide it in half? What am I doing holding on to it? I said, Harry admitted, once we left, Harry said, you know, I know it's yours, just hold on to it. It's mine, he was molded to me. So that's why I'm holding it. And Harry says, no, he rented that other half to me to use. He said, Harry said to me, there's no point in splitting this in half. What's a half a talis? I'll rent you the other half to use. Okay. So the Gemara, so what happens here? So now, the Bezdin says, Darmin Lay, they say to Harry, listen, Harry, you're a smart guy, but Hasha Lay Begazan. You were Choshe, this guy is a Gazan. Now Hasha Mogis Lay Belosadi, now you're gonna rent it to him without Adam. You don't trust the guy. You told us last week you didn't trust him. Now you're gonna rent it to him. If you wanted to rent the other half of the talis, you should have had Adam there. Put up together a document of some sort. The fact that you make such a claim seems that you're not telling the truth so much, and we don't trust you, I get to keep it. That's where we say if Harry wants to prove that the talis is his, he needs to be Motzi Mechaver Alav Haraya. But this has no bearing on our case, where I just grab it from him before Bezdin gives the psak. I'm tucked for from him, and he's quiet and begins to scream. That's a completely different case than this Gemara we brought.
So that's what Rav Nachman is referring to, a case like this.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, another suggestion is, actually before I do the other suggestion here, you look at small Tosfos here. Let's say Harry were to say to me, he didn't rent it to me. He said to me, I grabbed it from him. We left Bezdin, and I just grabbed it from him. So that seems to be more a sensible taina. Would we trust him on that taina or not? That's the shaila. So look what Tosas writes. Tosas says, Igar tele belosadi. Veinu neman bimigo. Maybe Harry should be believed. Di bai amar takfa mimeni. So what he could have done was, Harry could have said he grabbed it from me. Instead, he's being honest and said he rented it out to me. So the fact that he could have said I grabbed it from him, and he doesn't, gives strength more nemanis to when he actually says he rented it out to me. That's what Tosa says. And Tosa answers, Bimigo b'makom edim lo aminan, right? When there's a migo in the case of a two edim, it doesn't work. So what's the edim here? The edim are that we said here that we were anansadi, that there's no way that Harry would ever rent it out to me. Why would Harry rent it out to me? We got into a fight. He's not going to rent it out to me. The Edom say, at least Anansadi, we as Bezdin, assume that there's no way he's renting it out to me. So now to use that option as amigo, the Malcolm Edom, where we would testify there's no way in the world he rented it out to me, that doesn't give it any strength at all, and therefore we throw out this amigo. Migo b'malkum Edom, lo aminan. Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Ibai Zema, another suggestion is, Kitakatani, really like we said initially, that we say if we come into Bezdin holding on to the talis, I'm holding on to it myself, and we say if Harry wants it, he has to bring a rye that it's his. So that's the obvious case, of course. If I'm holding on to it, he has to bring a rye that it's his. So Gemara says, no, da'asa l'kaman, we're both coming in together. Kitafis lechad minai, I'm holding on to the entire talis, idach misrach beisruche, And Harry's holding onto a little strand. He doesn't really have a chazaka on this idol. There's no tfisa on this talus. So in that case, v'afilu l'sumchas damer mamon hamuta basafik chalkin b'loshvua mode sumchas desircha lavklumim. Sumchas, who in general says that whenever there's a case of safik, who owns it, when people are holding on to it, that's when there's a real safik. We say chalkin b'loshvua. But in this case, where he's holding on to a little thread, that's not considered a tfisa, and even Simcha says that Harry, we have no part in. That's the chiddush that we're learning in this case here. Okay, either way, we have no raya from this case here. But our question of Tokf Echa Befneinu.
How does it turn the price now? Meaning, that it's not really Yatzam Echad, meaning that the pshat is that he was holding just on the string.
Right, I mean, it's not a case where I'm holding on to everything. He has a little part. Where learning is that little part is worthless. If you want two people to have Shnaim Ochsim Talis, it has to be where both parties have a significant hold. A little strand doesn't qualify. That's the chiddush. If I'm holding everything, that's pasha that he needs to bring a raya.
So that will be considered yotzei mitachat yado if you hold.
Exactly, we're acknowledging his little hold onto that thread is worthless, and I have the full amount.
What happens if they just tear it apart right now? It falls apart. They tear it apart, and this guy says it was my talis. He owes me for that part. The other guy says no, it's my talis.
Right. I'm not sure what goes on in that case. I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Both pulling on it.
Yeah, I don't know. Eventually it's going to tear. I don't know.
It could tear.
Okay, let's go weiter. So Gemara now says, Im Tim Salomar, Takfecha Befineinu, Motino Samiyado. So let's say, you paskin, now the what happens here? If one guy grabs it, Motino Samiyado, do we say now, if I grabbed it from Harry, Motim Yada, I have no right to take it. Take it out of my hand. Put it back into the case of Suffolk. So then if that's the case, Hikdesho in Makudeshus. Now let's say instead of grabbing it, I'm Maktisha. While we're holding on to the talis together, I'm Maktisha. That certainly will not work. Right? Why will not that work? Because the halach is that I don't have a hold of it. If the tekif of a actual grabbing doesn't work to put in my possession, certainly a hektish won't work either to make it into hektish. But im tim salomer, if you're going to say talk ve'echa b'fineinu ein motzi nosam yado, let's say we are pasking. If I grab it from Harry, we don't motzi it from my hand. I get to hold on to the talus. So now tkifa does work. But what would you say about hekdesh blo takfa? Could I be maktish it without being tokif? That's the question. Does hekdesh have the same koach as a tkifa? So the Gemara says it's a dependent and a very important chakir of how to understand hekdesh. So what's the Shaila Mahu? Do we say Kevan D'Amar Mar, since we have a klal Amirasa L'Gavoa Kimisirasa L'Hadyodami, that when I say something to Hektish, it's as if I'm doing a Masir, as if I'm handing something over, even though I'm not, but it has that same Koach. So do we say Kiman D'Takvidami? It's like I'm grabbing it away in a figurative way. Or Dilma Hashtamia Halotakfa. We say, no, L'Maisa, I didn't grab it away. And there's a technical problem. I cannot be makdish something if I don't have it in my rishus. Uksiv, as a pasuk says, the ish ki yakdish es beso kodesh, ma beso b'rishus. So just like the house is in my rishus, af kol b'rishus. So too, I can only be makdish something that's in my rishus. Lafuke hai dilo b'rishus. To exclude this talus, which is not in my rishus. So that's the shaila. So again,
half of it.
The half that is in my possession, could be. Could be.
So that's real. Then he's doing. That's also that doesn't work well.
It's a good shaila. It might depend on how you view. There's a big machlokas rishonim how you view the talis when two people are holding onto it. We view it as we both own everything equally, in which case it wouldn't work because I only have 50%, 50%. Or do you view it as 50% here is mine, 50% is Harry's? Then maybe it would work on the half that's towards me. That's a two ways to read the machlokas. There's more complex understandings of how to view this bialis over it. But either way, so just the suffix is as follows again. If we say, so what's the halacha, lemaisa? Talk echad bifneinu. Do we say, motzim yada, we take it out of my hand and we put it back into yachloku? Or no, if I grab it, ain't motzim yada, we leave it in my hand, we're not motzi from my hand. So the question is, will hektesh work? If I'm makdish this talis while we're holding on to it, will that hektesh bichal? If we say when I grab it, that we're motzim yad, that we take it out of my hand, so certainly hektesh won't work. But if we paskin, if I grab it, ain't motzim yad, we don't take it out of my hand, we let me grab it, Will Hektesh accomplish the same thing, even though I don't physically grab it, but maybe it has the power of grabbing and would work? Or do we say, since it's not in my Rishus, unless something is in my Rishus, I don't have enough Rishus of this Talos, since they're both holding on to it? That's the Shiloh. Okay. So the Gemara now says, Toshma, they bring a Raya, Diahi Mesusa, from a certain Merchat, a bathhouse. Dehavim min Selei Beitrei, two people were fighting about the ownership of this bathhouse. It was two partners. And the Gemara says, Hai Amar, not necessarily partners, I guess, Hai Amar Didihu, Hai Amar Didihu. Each person said they owned it. Kam Chad Minai, one of the guys got up, Akdeshe, he was Makdish the Beis HaMerchatz. So this is the case now. So what's the halacha? There was no tkifa, you can't grab away a Beis HaMerchatz. So there's a Hektesh without takfa. Will it be Chal or not? So what happened was, Parshi Minei, Rav Hanania, Rav Oshaya, Vakul Rabbanan. These Rabbanan and all their Tamidim followed, that they all separated, stayed far away from such a Beis HaMerchatz, because the Hektesh is Chal, even though there's no tkifa. So you see from here that Hektesh is Amir Asala Gavoa, Kimitzir Asala Hedyodamim. By saying Davar Hektesh is like giving it over, even though it's a case of Safek, the Hektesh is Chal. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Oshaya. Rav Oshaya says to the Rabbah, Ki azlas kamed Rav Chista le Kafre. When you go to visit Rav Chista in Kafre, by many ask him the Shalom, what's the psak in this case here? So ki azlas le Surah. When he went to Surah, so when Rabbah was stopped off along the way, he stopped off in Surah. Amalei Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna was there, and he's talking to Rav Hamnuna about the Shaila before he ever got his way over to Rav Chista. Rav Hamnuna says, don't bother Rav Chista, it's a Masnisin, it's a Mefurish Mishnah. What's a Mefurish Mishnah? Safek Bechoros, there's a Safek Bechor. Echad Bechor Adam, Echad Bechor Behema, Bein Tehorim, Bein Tmeim. We know there are three types of Bechors. There's a Bechor Adam, a firstborn, a Pidon HaBen. And let's say you don't know if this is a Pidon HaBen. The mother beforehand had a miscarriage. You weren't sure if that miscarriage was considered a Vlad or not. If it was a Vlad, then this child does not have Pidon HaBen. But if the first one wasn't a Vlad, then this is the firstborn. So there's the Kohen, is he owed any money? Is there Chamei Shloim? Same thing by a Behema Torah. The firstborn in Behema Torah, the firstborn cow is a Behema Torah, goes to the Kohen. And so too, the Petach Hamor, firstborn donkey, is the only Behema Temeah that's subject to Halachas of Bechor. So that Petach Hamor, what you do is you pod it onto a set, and you give the set to a Kohen. So these are three different scenarios of there can be a Safek Bechor. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Hamotze Mechaveir Alav Haraya. You have to bring a Raya. So look at Rashi. Rashi says three narrow lines down. Hamotze Mechaveir Alav Haraya. Ketzak Kadaitach Im Beyad Yisrael Hein Have Kohen Motze Mechaveir Alav Haraya. If the Yisrael is holding on to it, so if the Kohen wants the behema from my animal, from my hand, or the five shlam, he needs to prove to me that it's a real vale bechor. And the flip side, says Rashi, bim takfa Kohen, if the Kohen grabs it from me, v'shosak Yisrael v'hadar tzavach, in our case, I stay quiet, and then later I say, wait a second, what are you doing taking my animal? Have Yisrael motzi mechavero. So what do you see from here? That im takfa echad, ein motzi miyada, we don't take it out of the hands of the Kohen, I need to bring a riot to prove it out. So we paskin, Takva Kohen Ein Motzin. Okay, so what does that have to do with Hektesh? Will Hektesh be Chal or not?
It seems that also in the case of the Mikvah,
yeah, according to Rashi, this whole Sugya is that way. It has
right.
Other Shom have a different twist to this. Okay. We're going to stick with Rashi. But very simply, yes, every case here is that same model, Shosak V'hadar Tzavach. He's quiet, and later he screamed. So that's what happened here. The guy took my firstborn Safik animal, and he took a Safek firstborn animal and took it to the Kohen. So I need to bring a Raya. If I don't bring a Raya, Ein Motzin Miyado. So we're passing Ein Motzin. That Tkifa works. Fine. So how does that impact Hektesh? So the Gemara says, V'tani Allah, and on this mission it comments in the Braisa, Asurim B'giza V'avoda. Like any other Hektesh animal, you can't use the shearings, and you can't shear it at all, you can't use it as a voda. So we view this as a Bechor animal, Legabe Hektesh. It's a good Kedush, it's a good Hektesh, even though Ein Motzin Miyado. And whenever it comes to Bechor, there are two elements. There's the Davar Mamon element, and there's the Davar Isser element. So Safek Bechor, Safek Isser L'chumra. We treat the Bechor like a real Davar Hektesh, and you can't do Giza, you can't do Avoda. But Legabe Mamon, we say, we don't Motzin Mechavel of Haraya. So there's a Davar Kedusha here, Misafek, the Hektesh is Tchau, and the Tkifa works as well.
So I understand. So what does he end up doing with that Bechor?
So the kohen eats it, but tarasi, he can't bring it as a carbon.
We're saying in the case that the non-kohen has it, that Israel has it still, right?
Right.
Because in the kohen has it for sure, it's not now. So what has he accomplished by keeping it if he still can't use it?
So the way it works is that once it has a mum, it's possible to be a carbon, so then you could shecht it and eat it.
And eat it himself.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the kohen would do the same thing. The kohen would, he can't bring it as a carbon either because it's a suffix whether it is a carbon.
He has to do it kamen mum.
Exactly. So that's the lacha. So you see from here that the hekdesh of b'chor is chal, even though it's a suffix, which is, again, doesn't work out so well. The answer seems like an obvious answer, as we'll say. And ha-hacha, and yet we still see here, even though the giza, it's also b'giza b'avoda, but ha-hacha, in this case, as I just said, damar we paskin takva kohen ein motzino samyada. That if the kohen were to grab the b'chor, we say we don't take it from his hand. We say the katani ha-motzi mechaveir al-harai, that the Yisrael has to prove that it's his. So the tkifa works, and the hekdesh works as well. And v'chilo takva, when the kohen doesn't grab it, asurim b'gizav avoda. So when the kohen doesn't grab it, so right now, again, this is the big discussion they're showing. Well, how do we view when a bechor is born to my in my rishus? How much achiza does the kohen have in right now before I give it to him? Oh, thank you. So how much achiza do I have right now? Does the kohen have? Do we say that's all mine? And I just decide which coin to have it? Or no, he has the coin, Sheva Kahuna, has an achiza on my Bechor right now. I just have to decide who to give it to. So right now it seems that the Gemara is assuming that the coin has a hold of this, whichever coin that might be. So he has a hold on this Bechor while it's in my backyard. So that's the Safek achiza here.
But we did learn before that the Hana of being deciding which coin gets it is an Hana, didn't we?
Yes. So that's Tosa deals with the shaila here. Tosa says, how's that fair? Wait a second. I could say if the coin grabs it from me, the Gemara says if the coin grabs it,
emitzion.
So I could say, wait a second, who are you?
Right.
I want to give it to a different coin. So the Gemara answers, it must be where it's a makire kuna. If you remember the Gemara's in Gittin, that makire kuna, I have a coin who I used to give my stuff to. I have a good relationship. My zero l'chaim v'keva, my truma goes to him, everything goes to him. So he's my makire kuna, he's allowed to take it. I don't have to decide. And there are a lot of discussions in the Ketzos, how do you view Makiri Kuna? Is it viewed as if whenever the animal is born, it's mamish his already? Or just Makiri Kuna takes away any Tovos Hana? How much bias does he have? But that's what Tosos answers. Or the other answer is that you're right. I do have the right to choose to. But in the end of the day, I get a mitzvah Nesina no matter who gets it.
Once he grabbed it, he grabbed it.
He grabbed
it,
but he owes me the Tovos Hana. There's some value, $5, let's say, of Tovos Hana. He took that away from me by deciding to take it. So he owes me some money, a few dollars, but that's about it. So either way, but the coin has a certain tefis at the moment the animal's born. So we still see that here, that even though if the coin gets it, ein motzi miyado, when he doesn't grab it, the kedusha of Giza Vavoda is still chal on the animal. So too, the Kedusha and the Beis HaMerchatz should work, and the Kedusha before Vah Maktish Atalas should work as well, even though we're both holding on to it. That's what the Gemara says, and the Gemara gives it an answer, an obvious answer. Amar Leh Rabba says, Rav Hamnuna, it's a very nice suggestion, but still, Kedusha is Bechor Kamras. You're talking about the Kedusha Bechor, and Kedusha Bechor is a completely different type of Kedusha. Why? The Yolam Emelcha Takva Koin Motino Samyada. We could paskin that the coin grabs it, we take it back out of his hand. He has no right to do a tekifa. And even though the tekifa doesn't work, the kedusha still does work. Afil hachi, asurim begiz of avoda, the kedusha abba me'elah shiny. It's not where I'm trying to mock this on my own. I'm not creating kedusha. The kedusha happens automatically. The moment the animal's born, the kedusha is there, regardless of the kohen's shaykhis to it or not. Whether he has a tefisa to or not have a tefisa to it. The Kedusha doesn't come from me being Maktish. It comes in the moment it leaves the Rechem. That's when it becomes Kadosh. It's Me'aleha. And therefore you can't use Bechor as a Raya. Seems like it's somewhat of an obvious answer. I recall when the first year I was in YU with Rav Rosenzweig, this is the sugi we did. We did Bab Matzir. We did Takva Kohen. I think the way we explained this was the Shita's Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov, the Gemara in Nedarim, says and elsewhere that he says even though the Kedusha's Bechor is the Kadosh Me'aleha, it comes automatically. There's an Indian, says Rabbi Yaakov, to be Maktish anyways. There's a mitzvah to be Maktish Bechor. Even though the Kedusha is there, there's some value to that. So even though you're right, there's some level of Kedusha Me'aleha, there's an additional Kedusha that can be added on. That's the Havamina here. The Havamina is, within Rabbi Yaakov, he suggested, I think, that an additional Kedusha that you have an idea, that part it was referring to. But it's part of a larger discussion. And this goes back 15 years. Okay. Fine. So right now we still have a suffix. We don't know what to do. Can a person be maktish this talis? That's shnei oksim b'talis. So Gemara says, Amar lei Rav Chananya the Rabba. Rav Chananya now piped up and said, Tanya de Masailacha, I've got a proof that supports Rabba what you just said. What's a proof? He's trying to prove as follows, that when it comes to Safik B'choris, Rashi says, Im tafa koin, motzim yado. We don't let the koin take it if he grabs away a B'chor. What's the raya? So he quotes a Mishnah in Meiser, in B'choris. The end of B'choris is the last parak. The ninth parak is parak Meiser Behema. Talk about Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema is, if I have animals from that given year, if they come from the Seth family, which is a sheep, keves, and a's, and goats, so I need to take every 10th animal, they put it in a pen, they go out one by one, and I count one, two, the Meiser, I hit with a well mark, every 10th animal is Meiser Behema. So that's the din of Meiser Behema. So what happens by Sveikos? So if a Suffolk animal, we'll see what that means in a second, Sveikos nichnosin ladir lisasir. A Suffolk goes into the pen to take Meiser. So what's the case of a Suffolk here? So if you look at Rashi here, the last five narrow lines down, Rashi says, l'kaman mefarish b'Suffolk pidon peter chamor. So the case is the Mishnah, the Gemara in Bukharis is talking about. Let's say I've got a, if I have a vadai petach hamor, I have a donkey, and the firstborn animal is a petach hamor, the halacha is I either break its neck, I do an arifa, or I have to be poded onto a seh, that's what I give to a kohen. The kohen, it's his. Now, it's very hard, it's very rare to have a pidyon petach hamor. Why? Because hamorim, the Gemara is talking about, oftentimes miscarriage. Very, very rare opportunity to have a petach hamor. So let's have a suffolk petach hamor. You don't know if the mother had a miscarriage before or if it's the first one or not. So what you do is you can be poded this suffolk petach hamor, this donkey, onto a seh. But that seh, so there are two dinim. Remember, there's a iser and then there's a mamon. So regarding the iser, I was mafrich the kedusha onto the seh if there was kedusha. But the requirement to give to the kohen now, it's a suffolk mamon, I don't have to give to the kohen. Exactly. So I'm doing the hafrasha, but I don't have to give the nesina. So now I've got a set, which might be the kohen, might not be the kohen. It's a safek case here. So now I have this
safek. Safek meaning is this a safek? Do we know for sure that this is the set that he was pulled the
yeah
Hamor?
Yeah. This was a set.
Only one safek.
Only one safek here. Okay. Exactly. So now I have this in my case. It's a case of a safek. Now if it's the kohen's, so then I don't have to, I don't use it as part of the Meiser. But if it's mine, then it is part of my, part of the Meiser Behema. So we see from here that a Safek nichnas in Ladir. We bring it into my pen and we take it into account. So the Gemara says, what's the Raya? V'i sakadaitach, if you were to think takva koin ein motzi noso miyado. If when the koin were to grab the seh, we don't take it out of his hands, we let him keep it. That means he has a real chiza on this. So then, am I nichnasin ladir? How could I take the Kohen's object and put it into the pen? He has too strong of a tfisa. So nim sezeh potim amonim b'mamono shakohen. Turns out that I cannot use my behemos until I've taken my behema. So I'm using the Kohen's behema, this set that's really the Kohen's, to exempt my animals. I'm using his money to potter my money, my behema.
It's considered more of his.
So therefore, if we always grab it away from him, and he has no bias on it. So the fact that we allow the sfeiko seh to go into the pen indicates that he doesn't have shaykhis, and we would say tok v'koin motzin miyada. That's the Rav Hamnuna's raya to Rabba, that again, that by safek we paskin motzin miyada, the coin doesn't get to keep it. So then the Gemara says, Amar Abaye says, wait a second. Imishimha, if that's your only raya, that Mishnah, it's not such a raya. Lo tisaya lamar. It doesn't support. Why? Tacha b'mayaskin. And what's the case here where we allow a safek to go into the pen? It's kigon de leshle elatisha. I only have 9 animals. The 10th animal is this safek seh case. The safek petach amor case. So the Gemara says, it's manafshach. Hu de manafshach. I bar chiyuvahu. If I really own these sets, not really the Kohen's, it wasn't a Petach Hamor. So then great, Hashaper Kamas, it was a good Meiser Behema, now I've got 10 animals. Ilav Bar Chiyuvahu, if I'm not subject to it, really the Kohen owns it. So great, Tisha, I only have 9, Ilav Bar Esur Ninu. I'm not exempting him. The animals aren't being used to exempt my animals. I only have 10 animals if that says viewed as mine. If that says not mine, it's really the Kohen's. It was really a petach hamor, so the seh goes to the Kohen. I only have 9. I have no chiv ma'aser behem if there's less than 10 animals. So it's not exempting any of my animals.
Meaning you only have 9.
Okay. So if I have 9, there's no chiv ma'aser behem.
Well, we said that he puts it in and he counts.
But it's a tenth. This seh is a tenth animal.
Okay.
If I don't count the seh, there's no chiv on my animals. These 9 animals I can eat
so
as a place.
So we put it in and we don't count? Is that what
we
it is?
Put it in and we count. Okay. And we say as follows. If I own the animal, it's really, it wasn't a petach hamor, so the seh is really mine. So I've got 10 animals, I take ma'aser and give it to the Kohen. If, let's say, the seh is not mine, it's really the Kohen's,
right.
So I've got 9 only, and 9 is not chayv and ma'aser behema.
Okay.
So either way, I'm giving him...
But one goes to the Levi and one goes to the Kohen.
No, ma'aser behema goes to the Kohen.
Ah, it always goes to
so
the
either way, I'm not exempting, either I'm exempting or I'm not exempting things I'm otherwise chayvin.
Okay, so then I understand.
So it's monashach.
I forgot. He
said, so either way he gets it. Either way, it's not exempting any of my cases. So I don't lose anything by taking my behemoth just
whatever
in case.
It is, it is.
Exactly. So that's not a riot from that case. So that's only by a case if I've got 9, do we put the suffix in to make it 10. But in general, if I've got 10, 20, 50 animals, I would not put a suffix in because we would paskin perhaps in tough a coin, ein motzin. The coin grabs it, it's really, he gets to keep it. So I can't use his money to exempt my chiv of ma'aser behema. I think you guys are seeing why this is one of the hardest sugyas in Shas.
This is also a very specific case where we...
Yeah, very specific case, yeah. Yeah. There's so much here in this sugya about suffik, about chazaka, how to understand ma'aser behema, how to understand b'chor, kedusha me'ala, tovas hana. There's like 15 different sugyas that all come together here. Okay. Next. The Gemara says, Hadar Amar Abai, but then Abai says, you know what? La milsi hidamir. What I said was not really good. My rejection of your raya wasn't a good rejection. You actually had a good raya initially. What do you mean? The sveka la bar isirohi. That I said that safek is not subject to meiser. Really, a safek case can be used as meiser. What's his raya? The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Kafes echad min hamanuyim latochan ktulin Kulan Peturim. Let's say you start the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. And number 2 jumps back in. Into the pen. Now I have no idea which one this is. I can't. The sheep all look exactly the same to me. So now what happens is, they're all Pater now. They all are Pater. Why? So the Gemara says, V'is HaKadaitach Sveika Bayesure. If you really were to say that suffix requires a meiser, le'asam imanoshach, you should be able to take meiser regardless. Why? Okay, just bear with me, then we'll review this again just to get it clear. Actually, let's go through Rashi as we go through this. Let's go through. See Rashi kulam peturin, the first Y line down. Rashi says kulam peturin. Again, one of the ones I counted jumps back in the pen. Bain also shiat to whether it's the ones I already left. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4. Bain also shiat in pesochai dear those that are still left behind. They're all pater. Even if I had 1,000 sheep, they are all pater ma'aser behema. Why? Shiat to pater. The ones that left are pater. There's something called minyan haroi. Kisha, what does that mean? A potential count. What does that mean? Kisha manan haya haminyan roi lashlim laval b'chol ma'aser. There are a lot of sugyas in the last two daf of Maseches Becharos that talk about this. If I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, and if there's potential for 10 to count, be there is another 6 in there at least, so then these are pater from the fact that there was potential to have ma'aser, even though I never ended up counting the ma'aser, but the potential existed, that exempts these 4. They're completely off the hook now. So the Gemara is talking about complicated cases. Let's say I've got... I'll give you the case. Let's say I've got... 10 animals in the pen here, and there are 2 doors. There should have 1, but let's say there are 2 doors.
Okay.
So I start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, the 6 left. So these 4 are pater. Let's say I never count the 10 at all, the other 6. But since there were 6 in here, when I counted them, there's potential for me to count to a total of 10. These 4 are off the hook now. Now I've got 6 left here. If all 6 walk out, I've got 10, everything is good. But now let's say these 6 here, another 4 start to walk out this way. Now I count the separate 4. 1, 2, 3, 4 from another door. So now there are another 2 that are in here.
Right.
So since when I counted these 4, there were not 6 left in to finish that count. It wasn't min haroi. There were only 2 left. these four that went the out the other door are actually not putter, because there wasn't potential to get to a 10. Those six have to either go out the first door, or if they already left, go to a combined with another set of animals elsewhere.
But those are the first four that counted.
The first four counted are good because there were six remaining.
So they went out, right. So, but you said they went out. Now you counted the next.
So now four, let's say next four went out a different door.
Right. So they walked out. So just but the first four counted.
Yeah, they're counted. That's behind us. That's done.
That's behind us.
But now the other four come, and there are only two left in the pen.
Right.
So then there wasn't potential to count to a total of 10 for these four. There's no min and haroi. There's no potential to count. They are not putter. That's the point. So you have to put them back in the pen and go out the same entrance, or put them in a different pen where there are more animals to deal with. So again, the potential animals are putter, even though you never count it to a total 10.
You only have six animals, you're just putter in general?
Yeah. Yeah. You need to have at least 10. So that's a min and haroi. That's why the first four that left are putter. The ones that left says are putter.
And when the four left, the six that are left, if you only have six, you're also putter.
No, those you have to continue to count those out the same door. But let's say they happen to walk out another way, or they all died or something.
Yeah.
But then
you're just putter, yeah. Unless you have more in another pen.
Yeah, but the ones I already counted,
they're
no matter what happens to them, they're out, as long as there's potential to get to that full amount. That's what Minin Harai means. So the Gemara, let's look at Rashi continuing though. Go down the second wide line now at the end. It says, Ve'osan Shebesochadir. Now those animals that are still in the pen, Pturin, Mishum Zehamurav, they're potter, because now you have that one that jumped back in, and you don't know which sheep it is.
Yeah.
You can only, the pasuk says, Yavor, that they should go Tachas Hashevet, but you can't count an animal two times, not Shekvar Avar. Kvar Avarhu. Each one now, even though there's 1,000, there's a Savig whether or not that ready was counted or not. So that's why the ones in the pen are still potter. Now, there's a Tosfos here that talks about why not say Bitul Barof. Like 1,000 animals in one sheep. Apply Bitul Barof. So let's look what Tosfos writes. Kafet Kulam Baturin. Tosfos writes, Tema, Dilavatel Baruba, Vilachayev Kulo Bemeiser. Say it's all Pater. Rather, they're all Bitul and now the Chayev. Deha, Davar Shemini Labatil. Hainu Midir Banan, though. The count of Davar Minin, that only Midir Banan. That we say something that gets counted, that's countable, such as sheep, don't get batel. That bitel that we say doesn't work is only midirbanan, but on a deraisa level, even davar shebeminyan, we apply pater. So then he says, the kavua na means shayach ela b'davar she'isr v'heter nikarin v'yaduin, I want to get involved with kavua right now. So he ends up saying off with a tema. He doesn't know why. He doesn't know why we don't say bitel here. He leaves it as a kasha. Okay. Either way, we say the animal, they're all pater. So now the Gemara says, now what's the raya? What's a bai trying to prove from here? Vishagadaitach, last four lines of the page. Vishagadaitach, if you were to think Sveika Bayli Asure, that you would have to take Meister on a Safe case. So then, Laser, Mimanashach, you should have to take Meister on all the animals in the pen, all 1,000. Why? Di Bar Chiyuvahu, if you're Chayv to take, so Shapir Meister. So it's good that you did this Meister. Vila Bar Chiyuvahu, Nifter Min Harai. And if they're not subject to the Meister, because now we say there's a suffix involved and they're all pater. Deha amarava minin harai pater. So let's look at that one here. Look at Rashi said. Rashi says, see Rashi visakadaitach sveika? Dikal meimar mimonavshach, boy lasure. Shema yasa katoru vichamitsa. If you're going to take maaser, you're doing the great, that's doing a wonderful thing. Nasrinu lahanach the basoch adir. Take maaser from the ones that are in the deer. Mimonavshach. Kol asari shayotzin. Im Meiser Shalhen Bar Chiyuv Ukuroi Hu Kigon Shal Yatza Also Akovich Latocha Shaper Kameiser. So those 10 that left already, so they're all Chayiv, and.
But if the one that jumped in wasn't between those 10, then it did okay.
He did good Meiser, exactly. Vilar Bar Chiyuv Hu. If you took the one that left, that one that jumped in,
right,
with it. So then it's not a big deal anyways, because already those are Minin HaRoi Potter. The ones that left already are all Potter. I look at Rashi. Rashi says, Minin HaRoi Potter, Hayelo Eser Tlayim Umana Chamesh Umeis Echamit Mina Shein and Menuyin. I have 10 in the pen. I counted 5, and one of the ones that were still in the pen died, HaMenuyin Pturin. Those that are counted are already Potter, as I said before, since the potential to get to 10 was there, even though now it no longer exists. Ushein Menuyin, those were not yet counted, the other four that are alive in the pen, mitstar from the Garen Acha, you put it part of another Garen. Sheyuldu lo tlaim, Ad she agives man hagorim v'star from imela, and they'll join up with another ones. Avahal hamenuyim p'turin b'min haroi. Those that were already counted were p'tur. The yalflav me'asher yavur lo shikvar avar. The mishavar tachas hashevet lo ala b'yado laser shuv eno maviro pa'macheres kishiyulder lo plam l'tzai from ahem. Fine. So either way, what he's saying is, by taking meiser in the case of Suffolk here, when the animal jumps back in, you don't lose anything by taking meiser. If the animal, the Suffolk, goes back through, okay, fine, so it's pater anyways, the animal, because we said min haroi pater. And if it doesn't come through, one of the ones that weren't yet counted came through, so then you're chayv in meiser, and you fulfill the din of a meiser bema, the tenth animal.
Again, how does the min haroi apply in this case, when he jumps back? If it's 10 animals without the one that jumped in, then it's doing the correct meiser, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then if one of the 10 that went out is the one that jumped in, right? We say that is minyan haroi and the old pater. But we don't know.
Right, so the point is,
I mean, how does he know to apply the concept of minyan haroi? How does he know that within those 10 animals is the one that jumped in? If he would know, there would be no problem.
Let's hear read this case then. Again, if we say that Bar Chiyuva, the 10th animal that comes out, the mice is chal on it,
then it's doing okay, because it's right. Standard Bar Chiyuva.
And if the 10th animal comes out,
he's the one that jumped in.
Right. But to all the ones that already left, that's the point. So I don't think we're viewing the 10th animal. The 10th animal probably would still be a suffix. But the animals that got counted, those 9, let's say I counted 4 first. 1 jumps back in now. Let me at least count to the full 10. Because 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, those now, at least let me get those. Those are pater because I had the potential to have, there were 1,000 animals in here.
Yeah.
And if the 10th animal was a Bar Chiyuva, it wasn't the one that jumped back in, so everything's, those first 9 are pater because you had the good meiser. And even if the Suffolk case was the 10th animal, so the first 9 are still going to be pater anyways because it was Minyan Haroi, because the other animals, it wasn't just 10 animals, there were 1,000 animals in here. So at least the first 9 animals should be pater because of Minyan Haroi.
No matter what. Yeah.
No matter what, exactly. That's what it's suggesting, I think. Now what do you do after that, though?
But then, right, exactly. So then what you're doing is basically, what happens is if you only had left 19, you're actually, by doing that action, you're getting yourself out of one animal of miser.
Right, that's what's going on here. That's what's going on. Right. But the other option is nothing. Right now we're saying there's no chi miser at all.
Right.
Once the subject comes back in, at least you get one in, it
so
seems.
You get, right.
Okay. You don't lose. And not in terms of the chi of what do you do with the ma'aser bema, but just in terms
it's
of getting
so
the mitzvah.
Simple, right? I mean, it's complicated.
So why don't we suggest that, he says. Mm. We don't suggest it. All we say is that everything's pater. So what the Gemara ends up answering is, in the top of the year, we'll stop here. Ela ma'is l'chol me'mar. Asir vade amar rachman av lo asir safek. No. The din is, we all ma'aser only applies when there's a vade ma'aser. The moment there's a safek, whether the safek is this way or that way, once there's some level of safek, we don't obligate a person to take ma'aser, even if there's a manav shach. That's the din. So hachanami here too as well. Asir vade amar rachman av lo asir safek. So too in our case of the safek peter chamor, that safek seh case, we don't know if the kohen owns it or not. So even though the kohen might have a tefis on it, and if he's takif, it might be ein motzim yado, it doesn't apply to ma'aser behema, because ma'aser behema is a unique din where we only do if there's a vadai. The moment there's some level of suffik, we don't invoke the mimanav shach, we always say asiri vadai for asiri suffik. Okay.
Tomorrow, then you'll think it's giving.